This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Aurora City Council is demanding GEO Group and ICE cooperate with a public health investigation into a case of tuberculosis at its ICE Immigration Detention Center there. Mayor Pro Tem Allison Coombs says neither GEO nor ICE are cooperating with the Adams County Health Department.
So they requested the ability to go in, identify, monitor, right, carry out their public health duties, and they were refused access to do so.
Mayor Mike Kaufman says he thinks there will be litigation if GEO and ICE don't comply. ICE has said there was a case of TB there, but the person was moved, and that there are now no confirmed active cases there, although the agency offered no proof. The physical toll on firefighters in Colorado and across the country is massive. Boise State Public Radio's Murphy Woodhouse reports the mental toll is only now coming to light.
You're really seeing the conversation shift among firefighters themselves. I think we have, you know, this notion of the work, and it's a deserved reputation to some degree, of stoic, hyper-masculine, you know, men patrolling the woods. But what I heard there is people taking fire's mental health problem just a lot more seriously.
Woodhouse is a former firefighter. Five firefighters have died in Colorado this wildfire season. If your dog's paws need a break from the hot summer sidewalks, Park Meadows and Southwest Plaza malls in Lone Tree and Littleton continue to welcome, quote, well-behaved and leashed pets. Park Meadows says dogs are not allowed in the food court and children play areas. This is CPR News.